Okay, we're holding Maseches Peah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base, 1-2. The previous Mishnah said that there was no Shi'ur Midoraisa from the Torah, how much Peah you should leave. However, the Mishnah here says, Ein Pochasin LePeah Mishishim. One shouldn't leave less than 1/60th of his field over his Peah. Vafo Pi Sha'amru Ein LePeah Shi'ur. Even though the Torah didn't set a minimum, and the rabbis set a minimum at 1/60th, nevertheless, Hakol Lefi Godel HaSadeh. Everything depends upon the actual size of the field. That is to say, even the 1/60th guideline of the Rabbanan is actually dependent upon the size of one's field, which can be one of two things. It can mean either A, if you have a very large field, and therefore you're very wealthy, so 1/60th of your field relative to your total wealth is so insignificant that you should be more generous and give more than 1/60th, because you can afford it. Or it could be that 1/60th, your field is so small that 1/60th of the field is really insufficient even for the ani who needs the food, and therefore you should leave more so something significant left over. Ulefi rov ha'aniyim. Secondly, the second condition is, although the guideline is 1/60th, it depends, again, you should take into consideration the quantity of poor people. So if you live in a very poor part of town where there are many aniyim coming to seek your peah, then you should leave extra in consideration for them and sort of increase on the 1/60th guideline. And finally, ulefi rov ha'anava. The third adjustment one should consider from the standard 1/60th guideline of the rabbis depends upon the anava. Now, there are different pshat on what anava means. The first pshat the Bar Tanur brings is anava is from humility and selflessness, meaning if a person is selfless, then he will take less for himself and leave more for the aniyim, meaning he's allowed to go past 1/60th guideline because he wants to. Alternatively, the Rambam learns anava is from lashon aniya, as in to respond, to answer, like Shomea Kaona, etc. Meaning that if one planted and the response that his field gave him, thanks to, you know, God's goodness to him, was much more than he anticipated, so he had a boon, and in response to the boon that he got from his field, he should respond as an expression of thanks and Hakar Sotov to Hashem and leave extra. And the third pshat is that anava is spelt not with a vav as the gears in front of us has, but with a base. So it reads anava with a base. That anava is like the word anav, like a grape. So anava means according to the size of the grains themselves. That is to say, that if you have, say, a wheat field and the density of the crop is increased because you have very thick, plump, kernels, then you should leave extra and make sure you leave the best part to, the poor people, meaning you leave from the plump kernels and not from the thin kernels.